Hello. So, Shantesh, a few days back, we were having this conversation about distinction between a tourist and a traveler. And many times, we use this distinction when we are talking about going to an other city, like a foreign country or a foreign city. And there, we talk about how we should try to be a traveler than a tourist. And that's the context which we normally have. This time, we are flipping it a little bit. What happens about our own presence, our own way of being in our own city? Are we a tourist or are we a traveler? Or are we having that context or hat of a traveler or a tourist? And that's what we would like to discuss today. My realization in recently, when I had a chance to go out with my kids within Mumbai to find some of the spots, whether it is a magic shop in Dadar or whether it is the setup of the culture center at Bandra Kurla complex. So these were the things which I had not gone before. So forget about going there as a tourist, even not as a tourist, but I had never gone there before. So it was an experience in a way to see different cities. And many a times, the other thing which comes to my mind is we don't give the due weightage. It is kind of underrated because it is in our own city. It is accessible very easily. We don't value it the way we value something which is going outside and having maybe a cup of coffee in Paris is more valuable to us than actually being on the streets of Mumbai or Bangalore for that matter. But that's number one. And the number two thing is, because it is nearby and accessible, we think that we will go there someday. I know so many people in Mumbai who are born and brought up in Mumbai and they have hardly gone to see Gateway of India for that matter or Nariman Point area, because it is like it's there in our own city, we'll go someday maybe, and that doesn't happen. So this is the kind of conversation.
Since you brought the topic of Mumbai, I would like to start from the beginning. So when I was a little kid, when I went to Mumbai for the first time, obviously as a tourist, my parents would want me to take to Gateway of India and all of that. But as you go to Gateway of India and when you get down at Church Gate and you start walking towards Gateway and through the Flora Fountain and all, so there are these arcades aligned between Church Gate and towards Gateway, as well as towards VT station or CST as it is called now. Then it was known as VT. So along those arcades, there are these small shops which are selling stationery, electronics and whatnot. So basically just exploring that also gives me a taste of being more of a traveler than also a tourist. Somewhere it was in between. Now then, of course, you do the obvious thing. So I think each one of us is exploring both the facets of a traveler and a tourist. And there is a very fine distinction between the two. And I think that's something which we need to kind of identify, because one is a point where you go and take a selfie. The other is where you are experiencing the city through all of your senses. It's actually what is building the memory, building the story in your head. You're experiencing the city not through the eye, let alone the camera, but you are actually experiencing the city through your ears, through the senses of smell. And that's what happens when you go to a new place somewhere, suddenly you smell something and it takes you back in time. Oh, it reminds me of that place. Or even the color of the light actually reminds you. The other day I was driving somewhere in Bangalore and I was getting off a flyover. And I was telling Pritanshi that it reminds me of driving in Bombay. Fast forward when I was interning and I was living in Bombay. Now, here the city had changed drastically. Bombay had become Mumbai by then. And I was now living with you guys. And despite the fact that I was a resident of that city, I would make it a point that every weekend I go out, try out and explore. Perhaps there was another reason for that, because I knew that it's an internship and I'm going to stay there for a limited period of time, only for about 5 months. I had to kind of step out and still do that. Fast forward, now as a resident of Bangalore for almost 10 years, new in Bangalore, you're trying and exploring out each and every place. And then slowly and steadily, the exploration is still there, but very limited and unconscious. You're not now trying to do it consciously. And that is what perhaps is when you become a resident. You are neither a traveler nor a tourist. And you kind of condemn all the touristic things, but you forget in the process of things which are what a traveler does, an explorer does. And you tend to kind of take your city for granted as if you know it in and out, which is not the fact, because the city keeps changing constantly.
Absolutely. And on that mark, especially, I realized it because when I was new to Mumbai and we being in a bachelor's stay, we used to go very frequently, as you said, every Sunday at least for sure, because that time it was 6 days working and Sunday was the only day to go out. We made it a point that early morning, wake up, take bath, get ready, and then go to whichever new place, explore, as you said, try to experience new things, new food, keep meeting new people, etc. From then till now, in between, there was no such thing happening. Even if I used to go out, it was on a fixed path. Even if I have an office, say, in Worli or office at Grant Road, it was on a fixed path. So, taking that same train, going there, walking that same path and coming back. So, there was no exposure to new things. And because of that, what happened is, when I went now outside with a different perception altogether, or maybe having that old perception in my mind, as you rightly pointed out, the city has changed drastically. Of course, there are good and bad both things, and we may have our own evaluation about it, but that's not important. What's important is the change and the growth of the city, the way it organically and sometimes even inorganically grows, makes a lot of difference, and it is no more the same city. Now, this growth of city has happened not only with Mumbai, in my case and in your case also, our hometown being the same town, which is Belgaum. There too, if you see, the hometown for me is the Belgaum of the 1980s.
Hmm.
If I go today, it's not that I, of course, connect with it, I love it, and all those things are there, but it is not the same town which it was in my childhood. So, that's how I think places change, the way we change.
Hmm. And particularly being an outsider, like you said, when we go back to our hometown, you see the stark notice, stark difference, and notice that. What really happens is that in the process, you feel disconnected from your own city as well, in a way. But just imagine, like you were mentioning earlier, the example that people you know in Mumbai who have lived their entire life and have never really explored anything outside of their own neighborhood. And for them, the things outside of their neighborhood are constantly changing, and they being disconnected from there, it's something which is perhaps happening internally. So the point of this conversation here for me is that a lot of times we take things for granted. Things are slowly but steadily changing, and we are not observant to them. And when we are not observant, I think we tend to miss out a lot. We kind of, like you said, there is a routine that almost slowly, when you're going to Worli, it becomes almost like a habituated, a fixed path, that on a Sunday you decide to go to Churchgate, and by mistake, without realizing, you are deboarding the train at Mahalakshmi for Mumbai Central, because you are habituated now. And then you realize, oh no, I'm not going to work today. I have to go somewhere else. And that's how you kind of get into a pattern. But the problem with pattern is, what I'm noticing is that it kills your explorative qualities.
Yeah, absolutely. Exploratory qualities, as well as the exposure which you get because of going out. So the recent thing which came to my observation or study is that if you see, when we go to a new place and when we are sleeping there for the first night, our brain is kind of active. Certain part of our brain is aware, alert, aware, because it's a new place. And that's what exactly happens. So the neurons or whatever goes inside the brain suddenly becomes more active. The same way, when we are going out of our comfort zone to explore and experience new things, our brain becomes more active. So our learning becomes more stronger. And many times we miss that opportunity, whether it is going to nearby places, as I said, in your case, maybe going just for a fun part, just going for a walk near Vidhan Saudhuta or your Kabban Park area, maybe your MG Road area, or for someone like us in Mumbai, going to some different place which we have never been, or even if we have been but not been there for a long time. I think that gives us a new experience, a new exposure, and I think we most of the time, and wherever people are, not necessarily the big cities we are taking, because we are right now staying there, that's why we are taking these names. But wherever one is staying, I think we most of the times or overestimate the far off things. We just think that the things which are far away from us are the only good things, but not necessary. They are good, excellent. One has to explore those cultures, those environments also, but we at the same time should be open to new things. The other thing, Shantesh, just to complete from my side, is when you go back to your own places after you visiting different other places, you will realize the importance of those places in a different way. You suddenly start seeing those things in a different way. In one of my videos past, in the past, I had mentioned, I think we had this conversation also between you and me, that after my visit to Sofia, Bulgaria, suddenly the impact of the Ottoman Empire and the other ruling things, the Turkish Empire in Sofia, and the way the structures are and the way the food is designed, that suddenly gave me a different perspective when I came back here and saw that how our Indian food, our Indian culture is influenced by whether the Portugal or the English or the French.
Yeah, and it's constantly evolution. That is something which I think is quite interesting. There are several factors, geopolitical, social, cultural, economic factors, which are constantly at play, and they are changing the structure of the city, structure of the way we live, structure of the way we behave, structure of the culture, and we don't realize that transition is so slow that we tend to kind of miss out. A lot of times it becomes therefore necessary that you start slowing down and trying to observe yourself from a distance as a third person. It creates two aspects. One is be really mindful of the change that is happening and then adopt or reject it. But the other and more important is that it allows to look at your own reflection. And I think for me, that's a bigger aspect, because you then start seeing what you are actually going through and how it has shaped you as an individual. We don't realize, we don't attribute the changes around actually shaping us. We think that we are just navigating through that, but it's not so. I think that becomes important as an aspect to be noticed. That's all from my side. Any final thoughts, Prasanna, before we complete?
No, I think that's from me as well. So I think that especially we are fortunate enough to be born in a country like India, where the diversity is as diverse as the world. If you go some 15-20 kilometers from where you are right now, in wherever picture place you are in India, you'll suddenly find a different language, a different culture, a different food, different environment, different ethnicity as well. So that's a fascinating thing. And I think being aware and present and putting ourselves into those different exposure opportunities is an excellent opportunity for us to grow and learn.
Yeah. And I think it also brings a bit of resilience within, to kind of, when you're observant, then you are embracing change, you are embracing diversity, you are embracing different thoughts, opinions, points of views. And that at this point in time is very much vital. Perhaps another subject for another day. At this note, we can complete our today's conversation though. Thank you so much for listening.